welcome. This is Pastor Bob. I'm the pastor of Christian Life Church in Rehoboth, Massachusetts. Today we're going to talk about 5 building blocks of marriage. So I want you to stay tuned here at WSAR 1480 for the next 25 minutes or so, and we're going to bring a little bit of life to your life. And as always, I just bring you greetings from Christian Life Church and the members and friends from my church who are sponsoring this program. We're located about 3 miles north of the Swansea Mall on Route 118. And so, as I've said before, our purpose during this half hour is to bring life to your life and bring God closer to you and hopefully bring you closer to God. I just want to remind you that you can reach us at any time by going to our website at www.clcrehoboth.com. Follow the links and then send us an email or give us a prayer request. We'd be happy to communicate with you. For those of you who have sent an email, I want to thank you. We do read those comments, and I do appreciate you and your family. You can also find me on Facebook. Just type my name right, and you'll be able to find Robert Bernier. Probably 100 other Robert Berniers online, but you'll find the right one. You know, in our church, we try to teach the Bible. We try to teach principles that will help people understand how to live in a way that brings them life. Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life, and life more abundantly." What he meant was is a deeper and richer spiritual life, but also a natural life. One of the duties that I get to do as a pastor is to officiate weddings at our church. And I happen to think, and I don't just think, I know that marriage is important. It's sacred. And I also believe and know that it is blessed by God. So as a church, we treat it with respect. And one of the things that we do is every couple that I'll call it an interview for the purposes of this radio program. Anyone that we interview with, we insist that they go through a premarital instruction. Statistics say today that 50% of marriages end in divorce, and that includes the church people as well. And so none of us are immune to the threat of divorce or the pain of divorce. That's a lot of divorces to me. Which means that one half, when I look at it that way, I think about one half of our people, either in church or in our community, have either been divorced or have gone through the pain of divorce or going through a divorce. And so here's a few thoughts that I have. One of the things that's often said in a wedding, people should not enter a marriage lightly, but, you know, a lot of people don't wait enough time. They don't take enough time to get to know their spouse. There's all sorts of problems that can be beset a couple even before they get married. And those are some of the things that we want to try to prevent. And here's another thought. There aren't as many role models as there should be for good marriages. So one of the best advices that I can give to somebody who is married and maybe you have children, be a good role model. I know that there are certain individuals that were great role models to me. If you had a healthy family, guess what? You learned what to do. If you had an unhealthy family background, guess what? You've learned what not to do. Today, there are a lot of people that don't know what to do, and that's why we insist on a little bit of instruction before people get married. Not too long ago, we had a couple go through marriage preparation, and they watched a video series, and I had some conversations with them and talked a little bit about a preparation of their marriage. And one of the things that they said, which really encouraged me, is they learned so much from the video presentations that we have. And as a result, they already want to put into practice some of the things they learn. So people need to learn what to do. Now, listen, the purpose of this broadcast is not to preach to you or at you or scold you, but to bring life to your life. So I have 5 things that every couple should talk about before marriage. These are what I'll call building blocks or components of marriage. And I think that every time that I interview a couple, I make them grab a piece of white paper and I have one trace the partner's hand on a plain white piece of paper, and then number the fingers, starting with the thumb, from 1 to 5. Now, I can always tell all the perfectionists, you know, they start to giggle, you know, oh, they start to apologize because they didn't trace the picture of the hand too perfectly. I say, listen, that's not important. This piece of paper is what you're going to go home and talk about. You're going to talk about these five things, and then we talk about them. So, you know, if you've gone through difficulty, if you're going through pain, you know, it's quite possible that one of these five things were the triggers for the conflict. And but if you take the time to build these things into your marriage, you'll do a lot better. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WSAR 1480, and we are talking about marriage building blocks, five marriage building blocks. Now listen, it's never too late for people who are under the strain of marriage who are willing to learn. And here's what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you all five, then we'll talk about each one. Number one is communication. Number two is faith. Number three, finances. Number four, family. And for lack of a better term for daytime radio, I'm going to use the word fun for number five. Let's start with number one, communication. Communication is like the thumb on a hand. It operates opposing or working with every other finger. It's different than the other fingers. And the reason why communication is so important is because the way you communicate will help you discuss and process the other four. Without communication between partners, how will there ever be an agreement? You actually have to speak up to take vows in this state, or, you know, in the wedding ceremony itself. And when I say communicate, I don't mean to just talk about the weather, but to talk about those four other essential building blocks of marriage. Communication involves listening and really hearing. Listening what the other person says. Finding ways to process and internalize what your partner is saying. During a period of courtship, if everyone is warning you that a guy or girl is wrong for you, that they are a cheat or an addict or a, you know, they're a bum, you know, these are people who are trying to communicate to you. They see signs ahead. It's important that you listen to good advice. Let's talk about the other four. Faith, finances, family, and fun. Many people start by having fun with each other, but then they have nothing to talk about. If the marriage is only about fun, then there are going to be all sorts of other things that get built into your marriage that you'll end up having to discuss later. You'll end up having to try to put a foundation under a building. When you put up a building, you put the foundation first, then you put the floor, then you put the walls, then you put the roof, then you fill it with stuff. Some people want to start with the stuff. I know somebody that bought what I would call Paul Bunyan furniture. It was really, really big furniture. And then they ended up having to move a couple of times, and they found an apartment, but it was really, really small. Then they started to try to bring this furniture up some of the little narrow stairwells in a local tenement here, and they couldn't do it. They ended up having to cut part of the feet of this very expensive furniture off so they could get it into the apartment. Well, you don't start a house by buying the furniture first. You start by laying a foundation, and from there you build up. So let's talk about number two. Let's talk about faith. Now, I realize that you may not be a person of faith, but faith, your faith life, is something that you need to talk about. Do you attend church? Does your spouse attend? Are you going to develop a spiritual life? Is that part of your goals? If you're a churchgoer and you assume that your partner's going to be a churchgoer, there's a problem waiting to happen right there. Here's what you need to do. You need to communicate. You need to say, hey, listen, church and my faith life is important to me, and I want to develop my faith life. I want to go to church. I want to be part of a faith community, and I want you to be a part of that. And someone might be reluctant. Someone might be feeling, well, I don't know if I belong there. Well, the reality is that if you want to build a foundation stone into your marriage, one of these five, you should be talking about it, communicating about it, and coming into some sort of healthy agreement about it as well. What church will you attend? What parish are you going to be members of? How involved can we be? Can we give 2 hours a week of volunteer time so that we do something outside of our marriage and family relationship? Maybe we meet with a men's group or a ladies group, or maybe we're going to bring our kids to Sunday school. How are you going to raise your kids? We haven't even talked about kids yet, but how are you going to raise your kids? If you talk about these things before you get married, you'll do a lot better. We're talking about five building blocks of marriage today. Number one is communication. Number two is faith. And now we're going to talk about the third one, finances. Are you a saver or a spender? What is your spouse? What's their view of money? If you came from a family where everything was handed to you and you marry somebody whose family, everything had to be worked for and earned through blood, sweat, and tears, you might have different views on money. Some of you might have a goal of spending. Someone else might want to spend on something totally different. How are you going to avoid debt? By limiting the use of your credit purchases. Some people don't care. They're just going to have $30,000 worth of debt before they ever buy a house. So we're talking about finances. We're talking about how the two of you may be very, very different. You might have been taught, you might have come from a family that mom and dad were penny pinchers and they just didn't spend on anything. And you're going to come into your marriage and you're not going to want to spend on anything. And your spouse might think otherwise. And so you have to communicate about finances. These are things that these are just foundation stones. In fact, let me just say this. When it comes to marital conflict, some of the five things that we're talking about today, communication, faith, family, finances, and fun, all of those things are usually the things that cause great conflict. But if you can come into agreement by communicating, by listening, by coming to a sense in advance of even planning your weddings, you will do better. You might be seeing somebody going through a stressful time right now and you're wondering, what's going on? Well, ask them these five things. Take that little picture of that hand we traced and say, what about these areas of your life? And you can help somebody else. Listen, it doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. I know people that have very happy families, very happy marriages, who have very little. And I know people who are very wealthy and they're very happy. And I know just the opposite is true as well. So how are you going to handle things? Are you going to be content with the simple things? Do you expect diamonds and furs and a show house to be happy? Well, listen, if that's the case, one of you better either have the bacon or you've got to go and bring home the bacon, but somehow you have to come to an agreement. One young couple that I prepared for marriage, their goal was to be retired by the age of 50. Well, I told them that they better work a lot, that they better save every penny, and they've got to make good investments, and they've got to learn to do without now so that they can enjoy the retirement later. But if they spent everything they had now, it wouldn't be long that 50 won't be a retirement goal for them. One more thing, family. We're talking about some of the building blocks of marriage, communication, faith, finances, third, family. You know, one of the things that couples often never do is talk about how are they going to raise their family. How important are children to you? Are you getting married after the time that you're going to have children? How are you going to relate to your spouse's children from a previous marriage? What will be taught in the home? What will be modeled in the home? And again, here's the key, communication. Talking about those things, finding out, is this the person that I want to marry? Do they have the same values that I have? Can we form values that will be compatible. Listen, I heard a broadcaster one time that I respect on a local radio station, and he said that he constantly used coarse language around the house, but all of a sudden he had a baby. And now he realized that he could no longer, and he was bemoaning. He was actually asking people to call in. It was a talk show, and he was asking people to call in and say, what should I do? And, you know, it's time to grow up sometimes. You know, you're going to have to curb your language around the house if you're going to have a family. That's just one issue. How are you going to educate your kids? Are you going to love them, provide for them? One of the things that I can honestly say, my children have never heard me use a curse word. The people I've worked with, the people who've worked for me, have never heard me use a curse word in workplace. Well, how are you going to raise your family? And one of those things is communication. We're talking today about the five essential components in marriage. If you get on the same page, you'll have a stronger marriage. In order to do that, we're talking about five basic elements. Number one is communication. In fact, without communication, communication is like the thumb touching all the other fingers. Without communication, working on your communication, you can't solve any of the other problems that rise up in marriage. They're not all problems. They're challenges. They're life issues. And you know, I'm calling them, for lack of a better term today, I'm calling them building blocks in marriage. And these are faith, finances, family, and then your fun life. Listen, when I talk about fun, I don't use the word fun when I talk to couples. We're usually talking about intimacy issues. I'm being delicate when I say fun. But you know what? You have to talk about these things. You know what? Some people get married simply because they just have a lot of fun. And then they decide they're going to get married, and they realize later that they're not compatible on so many areas of life. So you don't put the fun first, but if there's fun in your life, it actually enhances your marriage, doesn't it? Well, from your most intimate relationship to your daily companionship, marriage needs to have some level of joy. Now, listen, I know that people have all sorts of difficult things that come up in life, challenges that come up in life, but you've got to embrace the fact that this is an important part of your marriage relationship, and you've got to plan on it beforehand, and you've got to think about it later. And there's a lot that I can't say in terms of a radio broadcast, but the reality is that it's an important thing to talk about. You're going to have to use words. You can't pantomime your life and issues in your life, and without that communication, you just won't be building a good, healthy foundation block in your marriage. When it comes to intimacy, people are often, let's say it this way, they're often on different pages. They each have different expectations, and in life, these expectations and these issues change. There are changes that happen in a marriage from honeymoon to old age. And the desires for the different levels of fun change during those times. And so, you know, you might be saying, Pastor, why are you talking about this topic? Listen, if you're married, you know what I'm talking about. You know how important this is as an essential part of your marriage life. So all I'm saying is it's one of those things you've got to talk about it. Now, listen, before I come to a close, and let me just take a quick look. How much time do we have, Jennifer? Okay. We've been talking about the five essential building components in marriage. With a little faith and patience and wisdom, you can get through it. But I just want to share this. The scriptures from the beginning of the Bible to the end, God talked about marriage. Put man and woman together. The very last chapters of the Bible talk about a marriage supper. The very first miracle that took place was at a marriage celebration where Jesus turned water into wine. My goal is to bring life to your life. My goal is to bring God closer to you and hopefully you closer to God. If water could be changed to wine, so can we be changed in all areas of this life. One of the things that we preach often in church is we use the word repentance, but repentance is a very religious term for most people. basically it means change. It's a change of heart. It's a change of attitude. It might be a change of suppositions. I heard a great motivational speaker say, I make new decisions based on new information. What does that mean? You might have started out thinking one thing, but by the end, you're thinking another thing. And so then you have to make a new decision based on new information. When you're in a marriage, there is something that begins to happen when you communicate and you start to observe and you start to hear and you start to listen to your spouse. And you may find that the best thing that needs to happen in terms of coming to an agreement on these five building blocks of marriage is not that you have to hold to your guns, not that you have to dig your heels in, not that you have to solidify your opinions, but that you might actually have to change. And that's something that God helps you with. And it's something that happens in every marriage. It's not one of my five things, but it's one of the things that helps me adjust my thinking on these five things. And in my lifetime, I've adjusted a number of things on all of these issues at different times. And they're not everything you need to know about marriage. In a future broadcast, I'm going to talk to you about 10 things you can do to strengthen your marriage. But suffice it to say today, these are some foundation stones of marriage. If you're thinking about getting married, think about these things. If you've gone through a good marriage, thank God that you've been able to talk about all of these things. If you're in a position to influence somebody, help them have a better marriage by tracing their hand, numbering the fingers, and saying, hey, listen, you need these five things. Tell them you heard it on a radio program. Communication, faith, finances, family, and fun. You've got to have all of those things to build a good marriage. Hopefully I've been some help to you. Hey, listen, I want to invite you to church. If you don't have a church, you're welcome to come out and be with us. We pray for people. We sometimes give them some spiritual advice. We help them. And if you don't have a home church, we just want to invite you. Otherwise, go home and bless your families. Show that you're changing and you're going to strengthen your marriage. You'll inspire your kids and you'll give them a good model. Be a good model and others will look to you. I'm so thankful I had great role models in my life, not only in my family, but also friends, co-workers, teachers over the years who've modeled and put down some roots for me so that I could have a better life. Hey, listen, this broadcast is brought to you often by the members and friends of our church, and I just want to give a shout out to them and say thank you for supporting this broadcast. And I just want you to know that you can listen to us on Mondays, every Monday at 2, but you can also listen to us online at www.wsar.com. Click the Listen to Live button and listen to an ad or so. I think there's at least one ad in there. Listen to an ad, and then you'll be able to catch our broadcast. And you can listen to any other broadcast here at the radio station. So until then, I just want to say goodbye and God bless you. You've been listening to another edition of Life with Pastor Bob, a weekly radio show that brings life to your life. This program is sponsored and supported by the members and friends of Christian Life Church in Rehoboth, Massachusetts. Christian Life Church is located at 222 Plain Street in Rehoboth, Mass. Our website is www.clcrehoboth.com. Our weekly worship services are at 9:30 every Sunday morning. We hope to see you there. God bless.